Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from the November issue of the American Journal of Nursing. On the cover this month, we show a photo of a military veteran fly fishing with Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of injured and disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans. The cover was chosen in conjunction with our usual focus on veteran health care during the month of November when we celebrate Veterans Day. And this month we have an original research piece called Primary Care Providers and Screening for Military Service and PTSD. And in this piece, the authors explore whether primary care providers in the private sector are screening patients for military service and subsequent post-traumatic stress disorder. With more and more veterans getting their health care in the primary care non-VA setting, this is an important article, an important issue to consider, especially in light of the what we know are more and more veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Betsy, do you want to talk about the other CE feature?
Great. Yes, we have a really good piece on preeclampsia, current approaches to nursing management. This is a clinical update on current practice related to preeclampsia risk assessment, prediction, and management. And there's a really there's a great update on what we know now about the pathophysiology of this condition. I don't work in maternity care, and I found it a really interesting article, and I think that you will too. We also have a podcast with the author, so look for that on our website.
We also have several other articles. November is also National Family Caregivers Month, and we've I've addressed editorials to this issue several years in a row. Last year we had a guest editorial from Susan Reinhart about Family Caregivers and the CARE Act. So this month, instead of doing an editorial on caregiving, we have an AJN Reports kind of looking at the current state of support and training for family caregivers. It's called Help for the Helpers. We also have creating a fair and just culture in schools of nursing. This is part two of a series. Last month we did a research piece by Joanne Dish and Jane Barnsteiner on looking at how nursing schools track and manage errors by students in the clinical area. This month, the Creating a Fair and Just Culture in Schools of Nursing addresses the next step in terms of what strategies nursing schools can take to really create a fair and just culture and promote transparency and tracking of student errors. We also have our usual series on the news, viewpoints. Cochrane Corner this month is on the effectiveness of speech and language therapy for post-stroke aphasia. In palliative nursing, our column in conjunction with the Hospice and Palliative Nursing Society Association, we have a really interesting piece on when an unauthorized or undocumented immigrant suffers a brain injury and who decides when treatment is withdrawn. This is an ethical dilemma that touches on issues of clinician autonomy and justice versus patient and family autonomy. Betsy, do you want to talk about the teaching for practice?
This is another, we're kind of focusing on ethics as well this month, and this is a piece on how clinical instructors and preceptors can promote nursing students' ethical development in the clinical setting. So it's an interesting, you know, another skill to think about in sharing with new students as early as possible in their education. And we also have a piece this month on ethical issues by our ethicist, Doug Olson. And he talks about what nurses mean when we talk about ethics. And mm-hmm. So he talks about, you know, the moral dilemmas versus ethical. And it's a very interesting discussion. So we have lots going on in this month's issue.
And don't forget to check out the best of the blog in this issue. It's on Redeemed by MASH, and it's a student's story of how his father, who was a nurse, discovered what type of nursing was a fit for him. So there's a lot going on, as Betsy said, in the November issue. We hope you read it online, on the iPad, or old-fashioned way in print. We love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the November issue, and let us know how we might better meet your needs with content. And happy Thanksgiving. We here have a lot to be thankful for. And until next month, this is Sean Kennedy, sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And betsy.todd@walterskluwer.com.